HarperCollins and Harper Audio present Warriors, The Broken Code, Darkness Within, by Aaron Hunter. Performed by MacLeod Andrews. Prologue. Leafpool shivered. A cool wind streamed around her, fragrant with the scent of the wide green fields of StarClan's hunting grounds. Clouds pressed at the distant hills. She fluffed out her fur, drawing her gaze back to where Firestar was sniffing the pool that marked the heart of StarClan territory. Blue Star crouched nearby, paws tucked under her chest, while Tall Star sat stiffly beside her, his amber eyes dark with worry. Despite the moons that had passed since she had come to StarClan, Leafpool still found it strange to be around cats she'd only heard about in nursery tales growing up. And yet she felt at home in the tranquil forests and meadows of her ancestors, reunited with Firestar and Sandstorm. Caring for the kits Squirrel Flight had lost before they'd had a chance to know their mother. She felt a sense of acceptance that she'd rarely felt in her final moons in ThunderClan. Back there, she'd known that some cats would never truly forgive her for lying about being the real mother of Lionblaze, Jayfeather, and Hollyleaf. The secret she'd kept for so long, and the guilt she'd felt after it had been revealed, had stuck like thorns in her heart. Here, all was forgiven, and for the most part her heart was free of pain. But even in the midst of her joy, worry managed to find her. She'd promised to watch over Squirrel Flight until her sister could join her. But how could she keep that promise now, when a shadow had fallen over StarClan? As she stared at Firestar, fear pressed harder in her belly. Her father sniffed again at the pool, where branches twined and snaked into the water. There's still no way to see the clans, he growled. Leafpool remembered how she and Squirrel Flight had watched their clanmates in the waters of this pool when they'd first come to StarClan. Squirrel Flight had dived in and swum back through the murky depths to return to the cats she loved so much. But now that route was blocked. Branches crisscrossed the water, vines knotting them into an impenetrable web. No cat could see through such a tangle. And there would be no chance for any cat to reach the living clans now. Even Squirrel Flight wouldn't be able to make it through. Leafpool's heart fluttered with alarm. She was losing track of how long the branches had covered the pool, but she knew it had been too long. Squirrel Flight, Jayfeather, and Lionblaze were alone with no cat to watch over them. She saw Firestar's fur prickle along his spine. He must feel the same way, as anxious about Squirrel Flight and the clan he'd left behind as she was. Where had the branches come from? Why were they blocking StarClan's way? She knew her father was as mystified as every other cat in StarClan. She padded closer.
I keep hoping they'll have disappeared each time I come here, she mewed.
Firestar's pelt twitched nervously. What if we never make it past them?
We have to, she breathed. We can't be separated from the living clans forever. They need us.
Blue Star pushed herself to her paws.
Have faith, she mewed. They are warriors, and they're resourceful. They might not need us as much as we think.
Panic sparked in Leafpool's belly.
What if we need them?
A thought flitted at the edge of her mind, too frightening to reach for, and yet she couldn't resist.
Will we disappear if we have no connection to the living clans?
Of course not. Firestar blinked at her. She saw doubt in his emerald eyes.
He doesn't believe what he's saying.
Firestar's gaze flitted back to the water. Why did we allow a cat like that to go down there? Blue Star snorted.
We were going to keep an eye on him, remember?
She mewed wryly. Firestar poked a vine angrily. It shivered, sending ripples over the water. Leafpool caught her breath. Had he managed to dislodge something? She peered hopefully into the water. But there was still nothing to see except the gray mist that seemed to swirl beneath the surface.
It was too important to put in the paws of such a cat, Firestar growled. We should have sent some other cat.
It doesn't matter who we sent, Tallstar began.
Really?
Firestar swung his gaze toward the WindClan leader.
Don't you think it's strange that we trusted a-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?